Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So earlier this week, we talked about all the maybe unexpected reasons that could get you fired from your job. And we've gotten a lot of stories from you, and you can keep them coming at thetakeaway.org. But here's one tip on how to handle getting fired, and it comes from Katharine Hepburn on The Dick Cavett Show.
You said you were fired, though. I can't imagine anybody having the
nerve. No. I was fired from another thing.
Yeah, but why?
Because I wasn't very good.
Oh, is that the only reason?
Yes, well, that's usually the reason you're fired. Yeah. I found out. I used to think it would be nice to know why you were fired. And somebody told me once, and I've decided it's much better to feel that you were put upon when you were fired.
Is that what you tell yourself in order to keep going?
No, that's what I always told myself. Well, yeah. I told myself the same thing a few months ago when I was fired, but I've been constantly fired.
And you've been on this very stage.
So I would appreciate it if you'd fire me now.
See, this is the joys of living in this moment of history, the YouTube moment.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can go back and you can experience it. We're going to find out how Dick Cavett feels about looking at himself, you know, 20, 30, 40 years
right.
ago
on
Judging YouTube.
From his book,
but
it
is
he's
a joy
it.
For me to go back and see some of these old clips.
Yeah, you know, and there's this great other thing on YouTube you can see where Katharine Hepburn joins the show, and it's before the show begins, and she's rearranging the furniture. She wants him to nail down the table so she can put her feet up on it. But Dick Cavett's going to join us in a few minutes. His talk show was very different than the shows that we see nowadays with Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien.
Less scripted.
Oh, yeah.
Much
it was
more
a conversation. The host let the guests talk.
Let them fight.
There was an infamous fight between authors Gore Vidal and Norman Mailer on The Dick Cavett Show.
Mailer has
We all know that I stabbed my wife many years ago. We do know that, Gore. You were playing on that. Now, come on.
Oh, I'm not to forget about it. Listen,
well, no, you don't want to forget about it. You're a liar and a hypocrite. You were playing on it.
But that wasn't playing a liar or a hypocrite. I wasn't going to talk about it.
The fact of the matter is that people who read the New York Review of Books know perfectly well. They know all about it. And it's your subtle little way of doing it. You know, the New Yorker
ones. Oh, I'm beginning to see what bothers you now. Okay, I'm getting the point.
Are you ready to apologize?
I would apologize if it hurts your feelings. Of course I would.
No, it hurts my sense of intellectual pollution.
Well, I must say, as an expert, you should know about that.
I would like to...
It goes on, and finally, Cavett ends the whole thing by telling, Norman Mailer to shove it.
I don't know if he exactly ended it, but yeah, he did tell him to fold up the piece of paper four times and shove it where the moon doesn't shine.
You can't imagine a spontaneous moment like that on today's TV
No, that
TV
would
talk
never
shows.
Happen no. on Jay no. Leno's show.
Jay would get all nervous and freak
Cavett
out.
Cavett says he took the advice from Jack Parr, and he didn't do interviews. He did conversations. Here he is speaking with chess legend Bobby Fischer.
People expect to, I know when they meet you, they hear a guy who's been a prodigy. You started playing chess when you were what?
Six or seven.
Yeah. And they for some reason, they expect a frail little fellow with thick glasses, and they're always surprised by the width of your shoulders and the fact that you look like an athlete or swimmer or something like that. Are you good at those things, too?
Well, I haven't really, developed myself too much in sports, but I like a little swimming, tennis. I just use it to keep in shape for the chess.
That sounds funny. Yeah, they laugh. They keep in shape for chess. But where does it take strength?
Well, you're sitting there for 5 hours.
How do you develop that part of your body?
That is the wry wit which characterized Dick Cavett.
Lots of references to the posterior on the Dick Cavett Show, among the many joys.
On that note, looking ahead, the legendary Dick Cavett joins us in just a few minutes to talk about his new book. It's called Talk Show, Confrontations, Pointed Commentary, and Off-Screen Secrets.
Alive and well as a blogger.
Absolutely.